News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Three provincial finals at the weekend. Dublin beat Laois by 18 points, Kerry beat Cork by 17 points, Donegal beat Fermanagh by 12 points. Eugene McGee, is it time to dump the provincial championships?
It probably is, but it won't happen in the short term, because people have to understand how the GAA is run. People think that the GAA is run from Croke Park and that's it, that they run the country. That's not the way it happens at all. There are four provincial bodies just underneath the Croke Park system, and they are very powerful. In fact, they're autonomous in practically every way, and they can do what they like. I mean, there was a big row there last week about the stage in the Connacht final, whether it be in Roscommon or somewhere else, and the Croke Park had no say whatsoever in that. It was decided by the Connacht Council. So what I'm saying is, if you want to make major changes in the GAA, you have a gigantic problem, because the four provincial councils are set in stone, and they have no notion of changing whatsoever.
We do have a problem, though, don't we?
We have a problem.
The Leinster Championship in particular, but Munster as well has become hugely competitive.
Well, I don't know. You see, when I was involved with football, like Meath were there, Kildare were there.
Offaly were there.
We won three championships in Leinster when I was there. And, you know, the populations were, the disproportionate populations were even greater then than they are now. So I'd have to say that a lot of the counties who are not doing well at the moment, but who have big populations, they have a lot to answer for. People like counties like Kildare and Meath in particular, because they have populations plus 150,000. I mean, if you're talking about Leitrim or Longford or Sligo or Carlow, you're talking about populations between 50 and 70,000. So, like, you can't argue with numbers in certain ways. And some of the counties with big populations, they're not pulling their weight. They haven't looked after their underage teams, and that's why they're struggling. Dublin were very poor. When I was involved in Dublin, Dublin once played, in my time, they played Kilkenny in the National Football League. Things were that bad.
Yeah.
So, like, and Kevin Heffernan was there then, and Kevin Heffernan then started the revival of Dublin football, and the rest is history. But, I mean, Dublin, Donegal, Kerry and Galway, they all have huge populations. So, therefore, they start with a head start, you know. Now, your question there is important, because in all of the four counties, there are small populations in all the four provinces.
Yeah.
So, therefore, they have an inbuilt problem. And, you know, and it's not that the population will not start increasing dramatically in those counties at all. So the big question is, should the 32 counties be divided in some other way, such as 2/16 by standard or 3/8 by standard? It's a controversial issue. The new president of the GAA, Mr. Horan from Dublin, he has already voiced an opinion that he would like to see a graded system or a tiered championship, you know.
Yeah.
But there's some violent opposition. One of the most violent opponents to that, would you believe it or not, was the Waterford county chairman last year. He said, look, we won a championship match, I think, in 8 years ago, and that'll do us. We're happy where we are.
This year, a team that got beaten by 25 points at the weekend.
They will be quite happy at the weekend. I'm sure the Waterford players would be celebrating, not after, even though they were hammered by Monaghan, but they won a match. You see, it's all relative, like, you know, but I really think in modern sport, where sophistication is very important, where people aim to be the highest, the best possible they can be, no matter where or what their population is, that I think it's ridiculous to have a county like Waterford and other counties similar to be competing in the Sam Maguire Cup.
The best games over the weekend were the game, like, there was a cracking game between Offaly, who you used to manage, and Clare. An absolutely cracking game. Two teams on a reason, obviously Clare at a higher level, but it shows what you can do if you have teams that are well matched, as opposed to complete mismatches, as we do see in some of the provincial
games. We have a very
games.
Simple system already in place in the hurling. I mean, the hurling in the lower grade, leaving out the top, whatever it is, 8 or 10 top hurling teams, the rest of them have tried a wonderful system here, where they had three grades, and they had their three finals in Croke Park last Sunday, and Saturday. And that's a huge, successful competition, the Joe McDonagh Cup.
Although we have text, Eugene, sorry to cut across, you're saying zero coverage for those three finals.
Well, except
at the
that,
weekend.
But I mean, you know, that can happen. I mean, there was no 7 or 8 years ago, there was no publicity whatsoever for ladies' football. And now look, they had 40,000 or something at the All-Ireland final. So, you know, these things, with marketing now, marketing has taken over the GAA, by the way. I mean, you only have to look at the advertising, the commercial, from all sources. And that has a bit, unfortunately, that's working to the detriment of wee counties. I mean, people like, there won't be many superstars in Longford and Leitrim getting big sponsorships like in Dublin.
No.
You know, that's the problem.
Final question, Eugene, if we're talking in 10 years' time, will we still be talking about provincial championship?
No, I don't think so. I think in 10 years' time, it'll just have to change, because I can't understand why the players in the lesser counties at the moment, why they're so docile, because they should be the ones to making the case for a better system.
And important to stress, a good weaker county, if you get a great crop of players, there's nothing to stop that team getting promoted and playing in that top division.
No, there have been several examples of that. I mean, the county that I was with, like, they had a population of 60,000 at that time, and we won, I don't know what, 3 Leinster championships and an All-Ireland. So, it can be done. Of course it can be done,
Okay, listen, thanks for talking to us this morning, Eugene McGee there.